This morning we had some strangers here, and when they left the church, young man looked up at the church and said, "My, it's a beautiful place." I said, "Yes, the Lord gave it to us." He did. We didn't go out to try to get it, but God just gave it to us. And when the time came that we had to pay the mortgage, I said to the brethren, "Now we're going to pay that mortgage on our 25th anniversary." And they made goo-goo eyes at me. That was next year. They said, "Well, we better have a campaign. We better send out mimeographed letters and tell people that we got to have money, 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 money." I said, "Nothing doing. This is God's house, and if he wants this house, he'll pay for it." They didn't believe me. But somehow I had known God well enough to know what he was going to do or how he was going to do it. Didn't know, but I knew that God had given us this house. It was his house. And I knew that he was able, thank God. And you know what happened? Of course, all of you know how that before that 25th anniversary came around, a letter came to the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church from a law firm. And you don't like to receive letters from a law firm. When you see this august description, Finkelstein, Finkelstein, Finkelstein and Finkel, law firm, what do they want? I opened it with a trembling hand and I found a testament in there. Some woman who had been here about 3 times, whom nobody knew, liked the meeting so much that when she was going to die, she wrote a will and she put thousands of dollars in that will for the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. Thank God. And then some. All we had to do was to collect it. It was the testament. It was God's testament. I'll never forget that night when our choir sang the Hallelujah chorus. I can still see Handel turn over in his grave. He'd never heard that sung like that. And I burned the mortgage. And people still made goo-goo eyes. Beloved, Abraham was fully persuaded